Siddhas Nibitzir is jointly sponsored by the Mueller family in memory of Joyce's father, Robert Siegel, Lezer Ruvain Ben Yitzchak Halevi. And we have moved on to Tachanun. And we are introducing Tachanun. We mentioned Tachanun is not a modern invention, even though Tachanun, the way we know it, first appears in the medieval period. It's an anthology of Sukkim that are taken from all over. We'll talk about why Monday and Thursday we have what we call the long Tachanun, and the other days we have a shorter Tachanun. But originally, as we mentioned, Tachanun was meant to be more spontaneous, more individual. That if davening was fixed from the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, after davening, which was keva, which was kfa, which was fixed, then it was followed by Tachanunim, Tachanun. We already find in Sefer Daniel, and we find with Shlomo HaMelech, we find with others, this notion of following tefillah with Tachanunim, and through the time of the Tanaim and Amoraim as well, women never adopted the obligation of saying Tachanun, because Tachanun, like Marav, was originally instituted as a Rishus, and even though we have embraced it and universally say it, just like women did not accept the obligation for Marav, they did not accept the obligation for Tachanun. But we asked, why is Tachanun so closely connected to the Amida? The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, Shulchan Aruch paskins that you're not allowed to interrupt. Ein ladaber bein tefillah and tefillas apayim. You're not allowed to speak or interrupt in between the Amida, Shmona Esrei, and Tachanun. The question is, why not? I understand why you can't speak from Baruch Shamar or Baruch Hu through the end of the Amida. That's a unit. But once you finish the Amida and once the Chazan concludes Chazar Sashatz, why can't you catch up? Why can't you greet your friend? Why can't you say something? And then you'll pick up Tachanun and Ashrei the end of davening. Why is it that there can't be a break in between? What does it mean there can't be a break in between? So the Mishnah Berurah there says that when the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Medaber Min Shmona Esrei LaTachanun Ein Tchinaso Miskabeles, if indeed you interrupt and talk between davening and Tachanun, then your Tachanun is not accepted. That's in Mavsig V'Osig B'Dvar Macherim LeGamrei. If you're talking about something extraneous, talking about something outside of the area of davening. Sicha ba'amun muteras, v'koshken l'dover kedusha, k'om asher masik, m'tachon k'gon, v'urachum, v'adim utalavsik, or lanos amin yeshmei rabba, kol dover kedusha. So the Mishnah Berurah qualifies. Certainly you're allowed to answer Baruchu or Kaddish in between the end of the Amida and Tachon. That would not be considered interruption. And while that's the Mishnah Berurah's position, the Kaf HaChaim quotes from the Zohar, the Ari HaKadosh, that afilu sicha ba'alma asa ladaber. You're not allowed to interrupt whatsoever, even for holy things that ordinarily supersede interruption. Here, the critical importance of bridging the Amida and Tachanun demand that you don't even interrupt for Dvarim Shebekdusha. You shouldn't interrupt for anything. So far, Anila Dadi says, he asked for Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal. Person at Mincha davens a long Shmona Esrei. And by the time they finish Shmona Esrei, the Tzibur is up to Aleinu. Should they say Aleinu with the Tzibur and later Tachanun? Or should they say Tachanun because you're not allowed to say anything in between the Amida and Tachanun? And only afterwards they'll catch up with Aleinu. And Aleinu, we know, even a person who's not davening with that minion, even a person who davened already, Aleinu is one of those things that you're supposed to say with the Tzibur. So you might have thought, if you say, especially along Shmona Esrei, by the time you're done, they're up to Aleinu, join them for Aleinu, and you'll chap Tachanun afterwards. But Reb Chaim Kanievsky answered him and said, no, you're not allowed to interrupt between the Amida and Tachanun. So much so, it doesn't matter what the Tzibur is up to. When you're done with your Amida, say Tachanun, and only answer, only say Aleinu later. So why? Why is it so critically, why is it so important? And I think the answer is as follows. If you think about the Amida, we are incredibly brazen. How do we talk to the Ribbono Shelam? In what way do we address Hashem throughout the Amida? Talk to Hashem in first person. Ata, Ata Kadosh, Ata Chonein. You, give me this. You, please give me that. You, I'd like the other thing. The Amida, we take three steps forward. We're Omed Lifnei HaMelech, we appear before our Father, the King of Kings. And in a somewhat, hopefully, holy brazenness, but brazen and confident and slightly aggressive way, we directly talk to Hashem and essentially make demands. Ata, you do this, you do that, you do the other thing. He invites us to, he welcomes us to, and we're using the words of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. We have a license, we're entitled to, but still, it's pretty direct the way we talk to Hashem. Immediately after, we take three steps back. And what do? We fall on our arm and we say, whoa, with humility, with modesty, with a sense of understanding the enormous difference between ourselves and Hashem, we fall on our arms and we say, Tachanun. After the brazenness and confidence to be able to address Hashem, Ata, 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 following the Amidah without interruption. If you were to interrupt, so your Tachanun is not miskabelis, it's not accepted. Why? Because if you interrupt between being brazen and between being somewhat aggressive and direct, and then you schmooze about something else, and then you get to Tachanun, so Tachanun is not connected to your Amidah. Tachanun must be connected to and the end of the Amidah. Even though it's not part of the Amidah proper, Tachanun is sort of the corollary. Tachanun is what comes after the Amidah. Tachanun is our recoiling, it's our reaction. Tachanun is our understanding, reorienting ourselves after the Amidah, and that's why it is so important. Why do we fall on our arm? Is there a difference if you're lefty, if you're righty, tefillin on, no tefillin on, Sefer Torah, maybe also Svarim, when do we do it? We'll get to, but that's the image, that's the idea, that's the attitude that we bring to the Tachanun that we say immediately following the Amidah.